Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Check one, check two, check, 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 check.
Now we're good recording. Now? Check, cool. Check, check, check. Okay, we have to call my bro immediately.
Let's make an ASMR video.
Yeah, we did, I think.
Did you guys
today,
actually?
We tried to be calling my bro.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Alex.
Wait, do it again in also a big voice? A big girl voice?
Oh.
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips. Chips. Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've loved chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Welcome to JustChips.com.
We're in studio today with Patrick, also known as
my
brother.
Say hi.
Hey, guys.
You might remember those air horns from a previous episode.
Okay, so Patrick, guess what? Guess what our theme is today?
I have no idea. Could you tell?
What do you do late at night, middle of the afternoon, any time of day, really, when you got the willies for
The willies?
I mean, a hankering.
I don't know if you get the willies when you go to McDo.
Got a hankering for a little pick-me-up of McDo.
McDo.
You don't want to get out of the car. It might be a snowstorm if you're in Canada. You go to
a drive-thru.
Hong Kong.
You guys really go insane here, don't you?
And this is perfect for you, Patrick, because you drive so often.
You know, there's one thing that people tell me is that I drive too much.
It's like you're always in the car.
Jesus. Patrick, take the wheel.
Let me, unlike Jesus, take the wheel, who I don't believe in. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I want to bring that big announcement right now.
Just want to make that clear to the listeners. He does not
there is
believe
no God.
In Jesus.
There is no
yeah.
God.
Okay, great.
Anyway.
Okay, Patrick, okay. Do you drive?
Patrick, take the wheel.
Again, there is no Jesus. So
is that going to be your recurring line in this episode?
I'm the angry atheist on God. This thing. I can drive. I have a full license.
But you choose not to.
I mean, I choose not to in the fact that, like, owning a car is expensive and I'm a poor boy. And why would I have a car? Also, like, everything around me is accessible by walking or bus and all kinds of stuff, so...
Environmentalist. Yeah, environmentalist doesn't believe in Jesus though.
Exactly.
Sophia.
To be clear,
do you believe in cars and driving and the drive-thru? Where was I going with that?
Three-part question. Very complex. I do love drive-thrus.
We have to call my brother right now.
It's a brother
bonanza.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, can you hear us?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Ooh, okay, we're on live.
We are live.
You're hot on the mic, man.
We're live and alive.
Wow. Alex,
are you in a hallway?
Where are you?
I am in a hallway.
Oh my God, I could hear it. You can tell when you're in a hallway.
I'm moving towards an outdoor space so that I wouldn't have this hallway echo. It's embarrassing, really.
Oh, no, it's God. Great. It's great. It adds to the whole thing.
Is this a hallway episode?
No, interesting you should ask, though. It's a
certain kind of corridor.
For cars?
For cars? Maybe a throughing drive place?
Drive through!
Patrick, drive through! Sophia, everyone, ready, 1, 2, 3. Alex, drive through!
listeners who don't know, this is Alex, Zoe's older brother, and Patrick's my older brother.
This is the Big Bros show. I can say definitely Alex drives, and definitely I've been to quite a few drive-thrus with him.
Confirm or deny?
Those are facts. Those are actual facts.
Alex, how often do you say you go to the drive-thru?
Lately, less. I've gotten like more health conscious, but as a youth with a license, often.
Did you guys ever walk through a drive-thru?
We did.
Walk through a drive-thru? Yeah, absolutely.
Basically.
Oh my gosh, walk through the drive-thru.
I have done that.
No, you gotta walk through the drive-thru once in a while.
Okay.
Alex, I wanted to ask you, because you work at a bank, what do you feel about drive-thru banking?
You know, I feel like it's kind of a niche made for boomers, and it doesn't have a lasting place in our society.
Well, interesting that you should mention that, since the first drive-thru bank was actually built in the 1930s.
It was?
Hell yeah.
What is the economic viability of building a drive-thru bank when no one has cars?
It was for deposits only. And you could go through with your horse and car.
Your horse and buggy?
Yeah, all right. I get it. Yeah, man.
That's man.
Alex, do you have any questions related to chips and or the drive-thru for us? But mostly chips.
The drive-thru, not so much, but I do have a chip-related question. Is that
cool? Oh, yeah, that's unexpected and very beneficial to us.
All right. So what I was thinking to myself the other day is, like, if the potato didn't exist.
Yeah. I mean, we've all gone there.
What would be the default vegetable in place of the potato? And I don't want to hear sweet potato.
So you're talking no
starch varietals?
I'm saying no starch veggie on earth.
Like, wow.
The next option. Like, and then, would the corn chip be the chip? Like, would chips still exist?
It would be a corn-based economy. A corn-based chip economy.
Okay, we're going to think about it.
You know, mull it over. Let me know. I'll listen to the episode. I'll chuckle at myself. And I'm going to hang up.
You know the drill. Thank
you. Awesome. Thank you.
Bye, Rob Dog.
Bye.
Well, I think we should open the chips.
Yeah, I think so too. So, Patrick, you don't know the chips yet.
I don't.
So I'm going to...
Patrick, what would you be getting if you went to the drive-thru right now?
Ooh, like what, like...
Just, what would you order?
Just in all...
In all the drive-thrus of the land.
I'm a burrito man.
Second burrito? To
burrito. That's the wrong answer.
Well, where are you getting a drive-thru burrito?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Like, there's such things like Chipotle's and whatever.
Okay, but
Chipotle
doesn't
have a drive-thru and they're never getting one. I read
You've
about that.
I've been shamed.
Framed. That's what
framed
I meant.
And shamed.
Actually, Chipotle's customer model is based on the face-to-face interactions that the employees have with the customers, and therefore they've said that they never will have a drive-thru.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
I kind of love that.
Some of us read church, and some of us just say things that are us, and that's
some of them read church. You're not a believer, Patrick.
Shh. Anyway,
now you want to be quiet about it after you've said like 5 times in the episode already.
I've got nothing to say. I guess my dough is like just the classic Big
item.
Mac.
Big Mac.
Classic Big Mac.
Nice. Yeah. Sophia, what are you ordering?
That's what we were fishing for. Ooh.
Cheeseburger.
I don't know. Me personally, I'll get a poutine.
But me personally, I like a good old smash burger, specifically the Shake Shack. I don't know if they do the drive-thru, though, but they have a fantastic burger.
I think I'm confused about what drive-thrus are.
Okay.
is that where you walk into the restaurant and ask for food?
Yeah. Let's reveal the chips.
Yay.
Number one. Zoe, you want to read it out?
Pringles cheeseburger. This is from their food truck flavors line.
Number two.
Do you want to read that, Sophia?
Oh, sure. It's Lay's Stacks, similar chip style.
As we know, I've covered that on the show before.
All-American cheeseburger.
So we have cheeseburger and All-American cheeseburger, and the All-American cheeseburger flavor actually came from the States.
I wonder what's going to make it different
to
taste All-American versus just regular cheeseburger. What makes it American?
That's why we're here.
Patriotism.
Should we open these?
Yeah. Okay, so Patrick, you're going to open the stacks and give it a whiff first impression.
Should I do some ASMR stuff?
I really ruined that ASMR by doing that. I'm sorry.
That was really not ASMR. Do you know in Japan, though, the Pringles cans have a little, like, like plastic, like lifting
like
thing.
In so cornichon?
Like a cornichon, like plunger.
Cornichon plunger. Yeah,
like, that's what it's called. I don't know. That's what I'm calling it. But anyway,
you just high five to that. That's great.
but yeah, so it's awesome though. Very smart. The Japanese, I'll tell you what. But they can, like, the last chip, you can pull it right there. You don't
That's
have to, like,
great.
You
that
have
makes
to,
a lot to, of sense. You don't have
to dig your hand in there
tip it upside
or ask
down.
A small child to do it for you if you have large man hands like me. I can't do that. Or have it shove in your face and all the crumbs just fall on your eyebrows.
I mean, is that really the solution, that you have to get a small child's hand rather than
Patrick
just, like,
always
tip
has,
it upside down?
Oh, this is kind of sinister. Never mind.
It's just like a doll's hand, you know? Like, I don't know.
Patrick has, like, you know those? You can get those, like,
tiny
hands to put onto your fingers, on the end of your fingers. That's what these, I like, use. Creepy little things. Patrick just has those. Okay, give those a sniff.
Oh, yeah, right, sorry. Ooh, okay, I'm getting, like, old dog treats.
Mm. And can't wait.
And wood chips.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty standard smell. It's not giving me much intel on what I'm about to try. Doesn't really smell like cheeseburger.
It smells like cheese to me.
I'm going
to
pop up the
like, lightly,
Pringles.
But then there's, like, a really, like, dog treaty or, like, animal treaty smell.
I got really hungry all of a sudden by smelling this. Is that weird?
I'm salivating now, actually, a little bit.
Ooh, okay. The Pringles cheeseburger smells amazingly like relish.
Oh, yeah. There's some big old relish in there.
Strong relish smell.
Hand it's, that over here.
It's like a spicy pickle in a can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I guess that's, like, the main flavor you'd get,
really. That
doesn't
smell like a burger, though.
Well, maybe it's more in the taste than the smell. We'll see.
Guys, while we're eating this, can I give you a couple fast food facts?
Yeah.
We're trying
the Pringles first.
Pringles first?
Yeah.
Okay. Pringles first?
You ready?
Yeah.
Chip cheers.
Pringles.
Chip cheers.
Pringles regular
cheers.
Burger.
Hmm.
Mmm. I'm into it, but it doesn't taste like a cheeseburger.
Close your eyes a bit. Ooh.
Oh. Very much relish.
Tastes like no cheeseburger, all topping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not really a lot of cheese, but I'm tasting a little bit of, like...
I taste beef.
I taste a little biff. I taste a little flamey, like, smoky action a little bit.
You know what I love on there? A little sesame seed.
Okay, guys. Stacks.
Chip cheers on the Stacks All-American Cheeseburgers.
Wow, yours is really not saturated.
This one looks very flavor-dusted.
Oh, it's only one side.
Whoa. Incredibly different flavor.
Like nacho.
This one's way more cheese forward.
This one is so cheesy.
Cheese forward.
And it also has a sauce taste. Are you guys picking up on that?
Mm, yeah, I'm getting that special
Big Mac sauce or whatever.
Like, I've got the song playing in my head. You got the pickle, lettuce, onion.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
There's that as well, but I was thinking the original
All-American.
Big Mac song, actually. You got pickle, lettuce, onion. And like,
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, like, and the pickles, lettuce, onion, and special sauce, and a sesame bun, blah, 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 and it goes like on and on and on. It's basically just like reciting all of the ingredients of a Big Mac in a song version, though.
I'm into that.
Yeah, it's very,
okay.
Very
it's
early
no
70s.
Pickle
or
plunger. I just want my Big
Ray
Mac.
Kroc, you know what you're doing.
Cornichon plunger, half five. When do you think that fast food was
invented?
Yeah.
Fast food?
Mm-hmm.
The Roman ages.
Well,
the days of yore, let me put it that way.
Let me tell you. You're right. It is from ancient Roman times. Also, China had fast
Greek food. Right?
Mm-hmm. The context in which we see it basically today, cheeseburgers and like fried fish and chips and stuff, 1860 London. And then it was fast food was popularized in the 1950s in America.
Sylvia's literally wagging her finger at me right now.
I'm excited. Do you guys want to know why fast food rose to popularity in the States?
The Industrial Revolution.
Close.
People were working more and they needed food.
Basically,
women entered
yes.
the workforce.
Exactly. Which I found really interesting.
Oh.
It was when women got more rights in the post-World War II boom in the USA. They had more freedom to work outside the home. The families needed more convenient
mouths.
Food.
I mean, food for the mouths.
And there was also just a booming economy.
Mm-hmm.
So people could afford it
more money
often.
To spend.
So that's where it's that's a fact.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's a lot of different kinds of drive-thrus, like not only fast food. And I would like to do a little quiz for you guys.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to name a few different kinds of drive-thru, and you guys are going to tell me if it's true or false, okay?
My ears are open. My ear holes are open.
Alcoholic beverages at a drive-thru liquor store.
True.
True.
That's true. That's weird.
Yeah. Like, actually, like, drinks? Like you get, like, a Mai Tai or something?
No, I feel like not open.
Liquor store. Banking services.
All, true. True.
Okay. Actually, one time me, you, and our friend Maya walked through a drive-thru bank to take out money and got pushed out by a car.
just to be clear, slowly. The car did not touch us.
No. That's what it sounds like.
Coffee?
You know what? I don't think you can. I don't think that's a possibility.
Coffee?
It's really hot.
Are you kidding? Tim Hortons.
Yes, he's kidding.
Oh.
Like, where would you put it? In your hands? I don't understand.
Okay.
It's important into here.
Now I'm going to get into some more freaky ones.
Okay.
I'm
listening.
Getting your car serviced.
At a drive-thru?
Mm-hmm.
True.
I'm going to say no.
I actually don't know, but I made that up, so I'm assuming no, because I made it up and I didn't read about it.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense, I would say. It's like, well my car's broken, so let's put it in the line.
Okay. Like, DNA testing.
Drive-thru DNA testing? I'm going to say no.
It's true!
I was going to say true in that, like, you drop off the test.
Mm.
Like, you're not going to get, like, okay, like, swab you and then, like, leave.
Again, I don't really know, Patrick.
You're supposed to know these things. You're the host.
Prescriptions from a forever pharmacy?
True.
True, for sure.
That's true for sure?
Yeah. Go for Zoe? True for sure.
Go for Zoe.
Dental service.
No.
Drive-through? No.
No, I made that. Marriage license.
True.
True.
True. Is there a drive-through to get your caricature drawn?
Is there what?
I'm going to say yeah. Caricature drawing, drive-through.
No, I'm going to say no. That's takes a, right. That's too a long. No. You need
Someone's like, going to invent that.
It's like 50 minutes, 15, 20 minutes at least.
It's a slow drive-thru.
That's a long-ass line.
Who's waiting in line for that, though?
Hey, man, if I want a giant head and like me racing on a race car with like Tom Brady, why can't I have that?
True. That's a good point.
That's what a character artist is there for, to make your dreams come true.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there a drive-thru funeral home?
Yes.
What? That's fucked up. Like, no,
Patrick's right. There is
what? How does that even work?
Yeah, I don't. I know of it, but I don't know how it would work.
Mourners can drive by and view the remains of their loved ones through the windows.
That is so weird.
Oh, so like it's just like a quick glance, like oh, there's Ed, great, and then the next one
off to Starbucks.
Off to Starbucks. Get my Frappuccini.
Darkest thing I've ever heard today.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the first burger chain opened in the USA?
Like the first.
Mm-hmm.
White Castle.
You're right.
Everyone would think it would be McDonald's, but they only got big after Ray Kroc came in there and like really went nuts with it. And
did
it
you watch The Founder?
I did watch The Founder. Let me tell you, I'm loving it.
I was talking about variants on drive-thrus.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's had a ski-thru called the McSki, which opened in 1996 in Sweden.
That's
oh my
sick,
God.
Bruh.
That's what I was also going to ask.
Sick
if you could go through a drive-thru in an alternative method of transportation, what would it be? I guess they thought
recumbent
of
recumbent bicycle.
Recumbent bicycle is a
some,
good one.
Some woman went through on a horse. I think that would be pretty standard. Cornichon high five.
Woo!
Plunger high five.
Okay, guys, can we talk about alternative
methods? Helicopter.
Starch. Oh, yeah, oh. Sorry. Yeah.
To go through a drive-thru, I'd do ski through for sure. I'd do toboggan through.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Toboggan through would be fun because it really would be fast food because you'd be like splitting down the mountainside. And
mm-hmm. What about unicycle?
Right.
Not for everyone, but yeah, that's it.
If you can balance.
You know what? There's no cup holders.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay, it's out.
I'm saying no to that one for me, personally.
It's going to be no for Bob.
That's going to be a no for me.
Okay, let's get back to Alex's question, maybe.
Yeah, so if we didn't have potatoes, God forbid.
First of all, that'd be awful.
But
that'd be awful.
He had like a lot of weird restrictions on his like question. It was just like no starchy things
no,
at all.
Right,
in the
so
world.
No starchy potatoes. Basically, he's saying don't go for the easy answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want sweet potato. We don't want purple potato. Yeah. We don't want green potato.
What about plantain? It's not really starchy.
Yeah, it's
it is
pretty
starch.
It is. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was going into the fact like would corn chips like take over? And my answer would be yes, and there would be a more variety, and people would go crazy with it.
Okay,
or rice based chips or something.
Oh, rice based for sure, grain based.
Yeah.
Something else that might happen would be just completely new engineering that involved no vegetables at all. Mm-hmm. Like Soylent Green, but ew. Just
man, I
chip
wish I could
flavor.
Eat people.
Hmm?
What?
Yeah. What about something that's all like wheat based? Like it would be like fried toasties.
What about zucchini yeah. chips?
Yeah, oh, like any pretty good. You know, any vegetable we could basically sub in, but it wouldn't be the same thing.
No, you're right. What? Okay.
Paper.
What can be really salty? What about meat chips?
Paper.
Paper?
Paper chips.
Why are we going away from food and just an inanimate object?
Plastic chips.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to think
chips
about.
Chips made of granite.
Yeah.
Good that for would, the teeth. Yeah, good, very good for the teeth. Okay, difference between an American burger and a normal cheeseburger.
What I've learned today is the American sauce? Cheeseburger is way better.
Yeah, right.
Do you have a good hold, like a good grip on the Big Mac flavor? Because I don't, personally.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Would you say that, because my instinct is to say that this Lay's Stacks All-American Cheeseburger is like a Big Mac style type of thing.
I think if you're able to like take the algorithm of having both these flavors and find somewhere right in the middle, that's where the Big Mac would be.
Gotcha.
Because this is like way too cheeseburgery and this is like way too pickly, but if you had like enough of a little bit of that, a little bit of this, then you're mm-hmm. getting mm-hmm. more towards a Big Mac flavor.
Okay. Can you yeah. So what about if we each eat one of both at the same time and see ooh. If we end up getting a Big Mac flavor?
This is a... Don't you guys have a name for this? Like where you combine the chips?
Chip salad? Chip sandwich?
Yeah, sandwich. That's what it is.
Well, this is going to be a chip burger. Yeah,
chip burger.
One-on-one?
Yeah. I did one-on-one on one.
I mean, that's a Big Mac.
I think just one of each.
Big
yeah.
Mac hack?
One of each. Big Mac, yeah.
Big Mac hack?
Yeah, that's more Big Mac-y.
Could you say Big Mac hack?
Big Mac hack.
Yes.
Is there something that doesn't exist already that you want to be a drive-thru?
Oh, like a different, not necessarily fast food?
A service.
What about another drive-thru getting your nails done?
Oh, good one. Good one. Good one for the, you know, the ones who like
I don't,
nails.
I don't know much about nails, but let me say, I think it's a little time-consuming, no?
No, because you can get like an express manicure at an airport for 15 minutes. So I'm thinking it would be more rather than a drive-thru, it would be more like a drive-in.
That goes back to the caricature problem, I think. Where it takes like a drive-thru shouldn't be more than probably like 5 minutes.
Right,
10 minutes.
Right. But in this one, there would probably be like five queues. So
oh,
most people could
there'd be like it's like you're crossing the bridge to like Brooklyn, and there's like so many toll booths, but instead it's all people just doing your nails.
Yeah, actually, I
specifically
just, I'm starting a petition to change all toll booths just into like nail salons.
Express.
I think people wouldn't hate toll booths as much if they got their nails done. I think that's the solution.
You're paying for a service.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just yeah. stick your feet out the window yeah. too, and you can get a pedicure done.
Yeah. And each toll would just be like one nail, so you have to go through lots of tolls, and it's like kind of like an adventure, and you pay more and more money.
Each nail you get nail art that's individually customized.
For the toll?
Or this toll booth that you went through. Kind of like, you know how Starbucks mugs are yeah. for every place, or like yeah. Hard Rock Cafe t-shirts,
yeah.
like things that these like collector's items that are really like useless.
Yeah.
So, but it would be nail art.
Drive through podcast? Bad idea.
Well, okay. Talk me through that because I'm not really picturing it. I think that's just a radio.
Listen. Oh.
For those
or an
who
aux
want,
cord.
For those here. Who really want a vinyl version of this episode, that's what it's meant for, right? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. I was thinking maybe you just get, you know, you get like really fast per second information in like 1 minute drive through. You're like, oh my God, I learned something new from this cool new podcast.
Boop.
Wait, I still don't understand.
I'll tell you absolutely how it works. Okay. So there's a lineup.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't cost a thing. It's public service.
Sort of like a toll booth as well. But you do have to pay for a toll booth.
Yeah,
but
and this
I
is
mean, the format.
Anti-toll. It actually responds to the toll.
The toll movement.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to pay the toll troll.
And
this, boys. But,
you drive through and then you're like, boop, boop, I want my service. And then it goes and like these like little buds, they go like into your ear. They like float into your ear and they're so comfy. They're like pillows for your earlobes. And then
are they like those Apple... The new Apple ones that are like no wireless.
Wireless,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Bluetooth. Absolutely wireless.
Beats by Dre.
Bluetooth.
Oh.
Yeah, probably.
Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Prosciutto.
And prosciutto. Oh, they're made out of prosciutto, actually.
Hey, man. If I had some freaking like things made of prosciutto, I'd be eating them all the time.
You would not prosciutto. Want earplugs made out of prosciutto.
You'd be surprised.
Patrick, wait. you're fooling yourself.
Patrick loves weird food, and he loves weird earbuds.
I love weird
earbuds.
He
loves when his earbuds are made out of prosciutto.
Full of oily prosciutto.
Ew. Prosciutto earbuds, they float into your ear like soft little pillows.
Mm-hmm.
then it takes about 60 seconds for you to consume all the information on a like hour long podcast, but it's just hyperspeed. And
so it's like speed reading, but speed listening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I like it.
So there actually is going to be like no use for school at the point when speed through podcast prosciutto ears come. Toenails, a prosciutto learning. It's the future. Should we pick a winner?
Yeah, but I think we know what it is.
You know?
I don't.
Okay.
Pat, grab a few. Tell us what you think.
Okay, well, here we go. Here we go. Example A, hand can't go in, so it's going to fall on my face and on my eyebrows.
Patrick doesn't have his mini hand little pincers today.
Patrick always has a little bit of chip dust in his eyebrows from emptying boxes into his head. I like it's that where that's where you go. It's not like pouring into a bowl. It's just there on my eyebrows.
Yeah, it's just in my eyebrows.
Eyebrow chips. True fact. Eyebrow pierces.
I have to say neither of them are bad. Like, it's not like one is really awful compared to the other. Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for a cheesy chip, though. So
don't say it yet.
So I'm
going to refrain until
three,
two, one.
The winner is Stacks. All-American cheeseburger.
Yeah. Absolutely. Also, I want to shout out our friend Martian for sending the Stacks in his giant care package that he sent to us.
Oh, right. Are these special?
Martian sent us a huge care package. You might remember him previously heard on this show. We caught him in Marfa, Texas when he was driving through the U.S.
And his car had broken down and he was talking to us.
And since then, he sent us
a follower as well.
A huge packing box filled with different kinds of treats and chips, including these Stacks All-American Cheeseburger. So thank you, Martian.
Thank you, Martian.
Thank you, Martian.
Thank you.
Tiny heart. Baby heart.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
This episode was recorded at Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
Your hosts today were
Zoe Robertson,
Sophia LaPage, and our special guest today was
Gunnar the Destroyer,
also known as
Patrick Pickle.
The Pickle Plunger Patrick.
High five, Pickle Plunger.
High five.
Our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
Our audio engineer is
Deanna
D.D.
Morano.
This is a Sumo Audio production. Thank you so much, Patty.
And to Patrick.
Taksamika.
Dorian.
This is a big investment for me and time commitment for me to go back to school, and now I'm having to
come to a different school.
Well, now
the
school of chips. For me and a lot of other
Patrick,
the school of chips. You know
Thank
what?
You. Horse store door. Corny Sean Plunger, high five.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.